Sure. Why you ask for like things that are like just ridiculous?
No replies yet.
Okay, yes. Whatever.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
Yeah.
Alright, tell us when we're ready.
Alright, I turned it on.
Okay. Alright. Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of
Brides, Booze, and Boobs.
I've been practicing it for the last 30 seconds. I know the three words. It's just the order.
It's all right.
I'll get it. That's brides, good. Booze, and boobs. Boobies last, because you save the best for last.
That's right. That's a good way to remember.
Yeah.
Boobies.
I'm showing them. I'm still you don't have yours out today.
I don't. I actually haven't. Since Corinne told me my boobs look like they got bigger, I've been concealing them.
You're supposed to display them when you get a compliment like that.
Yeah, really?
Check them out.
I was like, then I've been like closing my cardigans a little bit more.
Whenever I wear like turtlenecks and HR? Stuff, I'm always like, wait. Whenever I wear like turtlenecks and stuff, I always feel like I'm doing a disservice.
I feel like I am too, actually. Yeah. But you know what?
To the world, you know what they want. You know what they're coming here for.
I know. If you have them, you might as well show them.
At the end of the day, I'm a taken woman. So I tried this vest for the first time.
Your best, yeah. Best thing today.
She's really covered up.
I was late because really I is. Didn't know. Yeah, like, so double. I have a turtleneck like, under this up. Too. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, she's modest.
I'm
year,
being
year
modest.
To
yeah.
A year oh, wow. To a wedding. She's
not tomorrow, even 9 months.
Yeah. Actually, oh, close.
It's like
yeah.
A baby.
Yeah. Let's not talk about babies here. Thank you, Corinne.
You're welcome.
Don't jinx me because we're 9 months out. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, it's crunch time.
No, it's fine. We're good.
Yeah. 9 months is scary, though. Once we hit 2023, I think I panicked a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little. It's like, scary. Like, wow. I have a lot to do still.
Yes, you're in the wedding year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Crazy. So I don't know how there are some 2023, like, September brides who don't have dresses yet. Makes me panic a little bit.
It makes us all panic.
They come in
bit.
And I'm like, oh my God, your wedding is a week before mine. I'm like, why don't you have a dress?
I have at least three.
And we have a lot of, we have a lot of September
so many.
Brides.
Oh yes. My gosh. And then I kind of panic a little bit for them.
Yeah.
And I'm
but
like.
But that makes me worry too, because it's the Septembers are coming in now. And what happens when now we're going to get the October.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to February. Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day is coming. Everyone wants to get married in the fall. It's
oh,
a great
geez.
Time. And that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
We're all for it. But yeah. just make sure that you're going yeah. to your appointments and making decisions.
I don't know. For me, the dress, and still to this day, is the most important part to me.
Heard noises. Sorry.
So I'm just like.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an afterthought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, well, I said yeah. this to a bride the other day because we were talking about like what the women wear and what the men wear. And she was like. No one's going to be looking at, like, the men's tux and be like, oh, my God, where did he get that from?
True story.
But everyone's going to be looking at the bride like, where'd you get your dress
of
from?
Course. Of course.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then, of course, you want to say Ivory Main.
Yes.
Of course.
Thank you for that input.
You're welcome. I just wanted to plug us.
Thank you.
So, actually, speaking of plugs.
Yeah, what are we talking about? What? That's a whole different conversation.
Guys. I knew this was going to go this direction.
No, we're not.
We're going to again.
Oh, I'm like,
this keeps getting worse.
We haven't mentioned the biggest thing we've been working on yet.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
So, Corinne, do you want to do the honors?
No.
No.
You do it.
Okay.
I'm going to let you do it.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. This will be the last time.
Okay,
go on.
Thank you.
Favorite. Go on.
So, we time ever have made a curvy girl magazine.
Pause for applause.
Flash it in the bottom.
We need to get sound effects.
I actually
here.
Need a copy yeah, here so you can show the YouTube fam.
I'm like, what is she doing? She's not showing anything.
Gia's gonna Vanna White it for us and
yeah.
present it.
Slide it over.
Wait, Gia.
Oh, what's
wait, Gia can act, this could be her feature.
That's
like,
the second time, by the way, that the magazine's fallen.
So Gia, right style. Come up to the front in front.
Ready. She's dressed for it
with
tonight.
The magazine and show it off.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ding.
A little in
there
my
it is.
She's tall. So this is our magazine. Can I just say that yesterday and Saturday, it was like two or three people were up at the desk and they were like,
that's you.
Oh, and I was like,
it is me.
So
like, yeah, I'm famous.
Yeah. It was not my idea to put me on the cover.
It was mine.
Yeah. And I was kind of like, right. No.
I loved this picture of you. Thank you. So I was like, it has to be the first ever edition.
I'm in love
Next
with
time
it.
We'll do a bride, maybe.
We'll figure it out. We gotta, it depends. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know.
I think everyone needs a magazine, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you're planning your wedding, in this, you're going to have your wedding checklist, timeline.
The checklist is awesome. Oh, frick. We forgot. Just lower it. Like, press the volume down, and it will stop.
You want me to answer?
No.
Okay. This really is like a bridal Bible.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get to it so I could just show them really quick. Where is that? Here it is.
It's in the beginning.
Yeah.
Timeline checklist.
So I designed this so that you can actually cut it right out of the magazine and hang it up and be like, okay, this is my room. Like a vision board. Every day, wake up, look at it, and be like, what do I have to do today?
Can I tell you the best thing about this magazine? The fact that it's like not like itty bitty. Like the word, like when you cut this out, like this is the page. So, oh, Jesus. You might have to lower it. She's not gonna, she might not know how to do it. Oh, jeez.
We'll so pause. You see where it's the speaker thing, where it's like the
volume button. Yeah, just go all the way down and then grab this.
I'm like,
the
cord's
crazy.
Oh,
fuck.
What?
Just grab the phone now.
What happened? I'm not sitting on it.
Do you want me to take a call? No.
Wait, why am I crazy? It
stopped. When did it stop?
That's weird stuff.
Oh. Hello? What's happening?
I don't know.
Sorry, guys.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
You said yes. I said no.
So yes, we designed it so that you could just cut it out. It's not itty bitty, so you can definitely still read.
Yeah.
From far away even.
Yeah, I mean you can definitely see this. Like this is 4 or 5 pages?
Yeah, it's about a 4-page spread. No, five pages.
Yeah.
And we broke it down so like a year out, as soon as you get engaged, 12 to 14 months out, 6 months out, 3, 4, you know, stuff like that.
Where you should be.
And there's like great, like I love the glossary is so cute because a lot of girls come in there and don't know what to like look for or like ask their stylist for. So it's nice that this glossary is in here. Like really
it'll help you like to know the terms when you do go into your appointment.
Crossword.
Yeah,
the crossword's adorable.
Oh yeah, so we have little games in there. We have a crossword, a word scramble,
bingo.
Yes,
and all the models in here are plus size.
Yes,
and ours specifically.
Yeah.
And if you know Alexandra Rodriguez,
she's
a YouTuber.
She's learning to be fearless.
She actually has a whole interview in here about finding her wedding dress because she did buy her wedding dress with us here. so, yeah. Lots of fun things.
Yeah. Talks about our podcast.
Elle just mentioned something very important. We also have coupons. Yes.
Yeah.
So there, you know, for there are vendors in the magazine who were so gracious enough to say, if you are an Ivory and Mean customer or have the Ivory and Mean magazine, just mention it and you get the whatever discount. Yeah. Some of them have given like little coupon codes and stuff that you have to use when you're emailing them or whatever. But it's definitely worth grabbing one. You can get it online on our website and we will actually add the link to this here. Or you can come into the store
and pick one up.
Yes. Yeah. Any of our brides, you'll be walking out of here with a magazine. Don't worry.
Yeah. And if we forget to give it to you, tell us.
Mention it. Yeah, it's right in the front when you're like checking out and everything too.
Yeah, so you can just grab one.
Exactly.
Yeah. But and I think you'll see it in like certain places too. But
it's definitely worth having a copy.
It is worth it.
Yes.
Because we don't really, for bridal, we don't really have anything like this.
Yeah, and it's just like a little Bible.
Right, exactly.
Like this is everything you need to know. Like keeping confidence and stuff for your wedding, stuff like that. And it's not the only one. There will be more coming.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
Yay. Yeah. Okay.
This is exciting.
That's something we've been working on. I think we like left a little Easter eggs in previous podcasts where we're like, something's coming. This is what was coming. It's here.
And we have other stuff coming too, but this was like, this was the big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was, and the, this is like a real, like, this isn't like, this is solid. Yeah.
I keep it on like my coffee table.
Like, don't throw this out.
Yeah, legit.
You can pass this on to people. Because there's so much, like, great information in it.
Yes.
So, like, if you, after you use it, obviously there'll be other ones, but if you use it and you know someone else is getting married, give it to them because there's really great. I mean, maybe don't do the crosswords in it.
It's fine.
They're going to lose out.
Or just grab another one.
Yeah.
Come back
in. Yeah, that too.
Yeah, tell them to come here. Or go on our website because there is a digital download, but if you, if anyone requests and they want it shipped to them, DM us.
We can send us an email. Yeah. A physical copy.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
It's good to have because, like you said, we have the brides coming in that are like, I'm getting married in September. I don't have my dress because they're getting so much different information on the internet. It's like incorrect information sometimes that
this is. I don't know if anyone noticed, and I really need to check up on it, but the knot was telling people 8 months.
Crazy.
Yeah. I don't know where.
Well, so here's what I've been thinking lately.
I'm like a little upset with the knot.
Is it a little different? Is it a little different for maybe curvy bridal only because hear me out, we never have like dresses stock. In stock from the designer. They don't make stock of the larger sizes, but you can always get like an 8, 10, 12
not always though because true about, not all not, dresses. But they have they definitely have more available to them than we have
for
but
us it's, not it's always. Like your dress that you order is being made for you.
It's very few and we're far not pulling between stock that we ever have. Yeah. No, never.
Yeah. Because every time we do have a bride come in who is on the smaller side, she's like an 8 or something, I feel like it's always in stock and then it's here in the next, like, month rather than having it, like, actually physically made for someone and then it takes many months.
Yeah.
You know? So that was just my thought process on that. Yeah, that could be the reason. So, I mean, it's just best to, you know, be ahead of the game anyway.
For sure.
Well, you just, you know what it is? You keep yourself out of that panic situation.
Oh, God, yes. The
because
panic.
It really, right now, you're at your bridal appointment, you're trying on these dresses, everything's great, and we're explaining to you what the situation is. And I think the girls kind of look at us, and I'm sure they do it with other stores, too. They're like, yeah, I have time. Your family is sitting there being like, you don't have to make a decision today. But here's the thing. Let's say, okay, you come back in 2, 3 weeks or a month or whatever it is, and now you buy your dress. Now we're 8 months into your wedding. Now we're getting closer to your wedding, and now you're going, where's my dress?
Yes.
And now you're calling us being like, do you have an ETA on my dress?
Yeah.
Well, no, we don't. Like, we don't know. We're not. Yes. Your dress is only going to come, let's say, 2 months before the wedding. And now if it is delayed, now you're giving yourself a panic situation and something that honestly you can't blame any store or designer on at that point because you were late to the game. Yes. And it's unfair, but there's nothing, it's out of our control.
Yeah.
Yes.
So give yourself enough time so that you're not putting yourself in that situation.
Also, not only that, but when I got one of my dresses, I had to sleep on it. I slept on it for like a week or two. The price went up $300 in that amount of time.
Oh, well, right now it's crazy. Everything's going
up. And I'm
up.
Like, I knew this was my dress. Follow suit. Why did I not just, you know, I get it. Sometimes you have to sleep on it. I did it. But then I always kick myself because I'm like, I knew that was my dress. My mother knew that was the dress. And I was the one that was like, you know what? I need to think on it. Why? That thinking cost me $300.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
No.
Not $300 worth it. Yeah. And that, you know what? That's another thing, too, because some of the designers that still do have, like, rush available, now you're going to have to pay an extra fee.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it doesn't go up, it could go up because of a rush fee because you were late to the game as well. So... You know,
and I feel like
there's certain things that are unavoidable though. Like if you're like, we have to get married. Like
you
just started to plan, and that and these are things. But just keep in mind that this is what it is, and this is But if you have plenty of time, if you're coming in 12 to 14 months before, and you're like, I need to think on it, and you're taking 2, 3 months, then you can't blame anyone.
And I also feel like that's such a myth. Like not only me, but working with other brides. To feel like you have to go to like 4, 5 appointments, different places. Mm-hmm. I feel like that has only, in my experience with other brides, made their decision. Like they were overloaded. They were like overloaded, like sensory overload, where you're like,
they all look the same.
Yeah. It just starts.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think it could be. Can I get the top of the, I love the top of this dress, but I don't like the bottom. Okay, this is not your dress. Let's move on.
Yeah. Like, we could totally.
Exactly. Exactly. So then another thing that we have been adding to the store.
Oh, yay. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting to talk about this.
Yes. Love that. Proms and moms.
Proms and moms.
There's another section on our website now.
Yes.
Proms and moms.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as much as we're predominantly bridal, we do have our girls who, you know, they're going to prom, they're having their sweet 16, or any moms, and we want to be able to accommodate them too and have a safe space for them to find their dress and feel beautiful in dresses and not, I mean, I went shopping with my mom for her dress and they were like, can you imagine it? Because she couldn't fit into them.
Yeah.
Like the largest size they had was like maybe a 16, and my mom was like, great, I could put my thigh in this.
I know. Start with the imagining.
Yeah. Yeah. And I then it's just discouraging.
It is discouraging. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest thing is that if we're going to educate like people going forward on like size inclusivity and stuff like that, we need to start with the younger generation. Mm-hmm. So having a girl that's a size 18, just normally an 18, go to a store and not be able to try anything on at 16, 17 years old is unfair to her. Yeah. And she's going to get this notion in her head that I'm not, you know, well, we're not basically not including them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your size doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So it's really kind of like, it's very discouraging. Yeah. And you see how upset I get about it. Like, I'm just like, I don't like,
and
I
that
get very
age,
cursy.
That age is, it's the most crucial time, I think, for self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're a young girl, like in high school, and, you know, you're trying to find a prom dress, mm-hmm. and all these other girls are getting these, like, really slinky. Nice, sexy, slinky dresses, and you go into a store, and they're like, we have nothing for you. Like,
well, it's not a matter of them being like, it's that we have nothing for you to try on.
Yes.
So you can pick, well, like, you can pick anything you want. Yeah. Well, that's not necessarily true, too, because a lot of the designers, which we're having a problem with now, don't carry the plus sizes. Mm-hmm. So they only go up to a 16, 18. But it runs the same way bridal runs.
Yeah.
So it's evening wear and it runs two sizes smaller. So if you go in at a 16, 18, now you're a 20, 22, and now there is nothing.
Yeah.
So you're picking from a picture and being like, oh, yeah, you can pick any of these. Oh, wow, that's great. But you can't try anything on.
See it on your body.
And we might not have that one. That one doesn't go to a 22. That one doesn't go to an 18. That one doesn't. And that's really discouraging. And that's what we're finding with even looking for designers.
Yeah.
They're really doing this entire industry a disservice because you're not catering to these young girls who are going to buy, they're going to spend the money. They're going to buy the dress.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to feel beautiful and they're not bringing in the sizes. It's really atrocious. If I go online, it's like, oh, well, we'll cut this dress. Yeah, we're making this dress in plus size. Oh, but not that color.
Yes, that that was like the most disheartening thing for me too, you know, having several customers who are like, I love this dress, fall in love, and I'm like, great, because it comes in that size, but they want a different color.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go on the portal and they're like, mm-mm.
No,
that's not
going to
happen.
Cut that in that color. Why?
Like, why? It's, you have the pattern. What's wrong with the color?
I know.
Like,
of course.
So that was really disheartening. And then I was very frustrated.
It's a nice customer.
We get just as
to have them here for prom and then, you know, in a few years.
That's
like,
true,
you know
too.
I mean?
She's right.
Like,
prom and then, you know, if they need anything else, any other evening wear, they're in a
space.
Wedding and,
yeah.
you know, and then they get married. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice to be able to capture that.
You're like growing up with the client.
Yeah. I definitely wish we had more space for the girls, but it is right now, there isn't a lot out there. And the other thing is that the ones that I do find in plus size are like, meh, I'm not loving them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what is this? Like, why are you putting her in this?
I know.
Because she's a 16, that's not, but you think about that's not big, 16, 18. She's curvy, like that's basically it. And
show them like the mother section, like, or things that are more matronly or grandmothery.
That's terrible.
And you want to feel young still,
right.
like, you know.
Or here's this bridesmaid's dress you can wear. Why?
Yeah.
I don't
and
understand.
It obviously will look like that. You know what I mean? It'll look bridal. It won't look sweet 16.
Right,
probably.
Exactly. Or prom. And we know sweet 16 girls want this, like, usually over the top, beaded sparkle.
Yes.
Like, we get
it.
And it's really just, there's so many girls out there that it's just, it's really, it makes me very upset.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very upset.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, it's really sad.
And it's
like
the
it.
Worst thing ever to tell someone, I'm sorry, that's not going to come in your size or the size that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Or
this
is what we're going to have to do in alterations now because it won't come in your size.
Yeah.
Like, especially as a young girl, I think if someone told me that, I would be very, you know, discouraged. And just, because you beat yourself up. We're our own worst critics. So then you're going to go home and be like, wow, I can't even buy a dress in my size.
Right.
Yes. That sucks. Yes. Yep. And I hate to tell anyone that they can't buy a dress.
The
conversation
find a dress. In itself is like embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know
so,
what I mean? At that age,
and the thing is, too, is that like Elle was saying before, if the girl comes in at a sweet 16 and she feels comfortable and confident in what we have for her, she's going to come back at prom
Absolutely.
And be like, okay, I need mm-hmm. another dress. And the thing is, she feels like it's not even about the sale. It's about the safe space
yep.
for her
Absolutely.
Where she was able to try on
yes.
a couple
yeah.
of different styles
mm-hmm.
and find something that she like really
yeah.
liked.
Yeah.
So like you said, it really oh sorry.
Okay,
I you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just
it's nice to hear moms say, like, I wish this was a thing when I was
yes.
you know when
All
I was
the time.
Shopping for,
you know
that's what everyone
I,
says.
That's really funny because
yeah.
I do feel like the moms when they come in they're so hard on themselves
mm-hmm.
and we've talked about this in other podcasts too. But I think and this just kind of came to me. It's from years of them not being catered
yeah.
to and
yes.
being told, you
yes.
need to lose weight, you need to
yes.
do this, you're too big, blah, blah,
yes.
blah. So it's like embedded in their brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why when they come in, they're hard on themselves, they're hard on their daughters
yes.
that are becoming, you know,
mm-hmm.
brides, they're hard on their kids that
mm-hmm.
are going to prom.
Yeah, we need to break that cycle.
Yes.
We definitely need
yes.
to break that
that's
cycle.
That's the plan here. That's the ultimate
yes.
goal, I think, is, you know, if you work on, you know, building that self-esteem and confidence level for the younger generation, they're not going to grow up and be and say to their children, you need to lose weight, or you have to wear sleeves
yeah.
for your wedding, or you
yes.
have to cover that up. You can't wear a fitted dress.
I still hate that.
They'll mm-hmm. come in and
it's
say
still
it's every day.
Oh. It's every day.
Like, imagine you when
you
lose weight, she's
going to
lose
oh.
a little weight. Like, but she
mm-hmm.
looks great now as is, so
mm-hmm.
you know, don't tie yourself to that. You know, it's, but
yeah.
they can't help it. They're
because the thing
to
is, too, is
that, is.
Again, go back to the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting sleeves on her. Now, you know what? She looked beautiful with the thin strap,
mm-hmm.
the spaghetti strap, or the little,
yes.
you know, or, but now you're just drawing attention to her arms.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, let
yes.
your
and
stylist.
Not only are you drawing attention to her arms, but you're making her feel like she has to wear
yeah.
sleeves
it's,
for
it's,
her
it's,
wedding
it's
day
it's
now.
Obvious.
And
yeah.
if she wasn't already self-conscious about it, you're making her self-conscious
mm-hmm.
about it.
Yeah.
So
if it's a style choice, fine. If it's a need to cover up and to hide...
Mm-hmm.
No sleeve is going to hide the fact that you're plus size.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Everyone
I don't
knows.
It's not going to make
fine.
You look like a
yeah.
size 2. It's going to make you it's just going to draw attention
yes.
to it. So.
Yeah.
I wish they would stop doing that. Mothers of the world, knock it off. Now.
Yeah.
Cut your
yeah.
shit out.
Exactly.
Stop it. Feel bad. It's true.
Mothers of the world.
The worst comments come from the family.
It's true.
It really
is.
Sucks.
It is.
Listen,
yeah.
I have a 17-year-old Gianna.
Yes.
And
we all know Gianna.
I remember it was backwards. When we went, I'm not going to say, we went to go get Gianna's Sweet 16 dress because I was like, I don't know what to do at this point.
Okay.
We didn't carry them.
Right.
And Gianna wound up buying a dress. It was, she was only able to try on two dresses in the entire ginormous store, huge store, two dresses. When we got in the car, I was like, why did you buy that? Like, I know you don't love it. And she was like, but there was nothing else.
What,
and I didn't want to not have anything.
Right.
Maybe we can make this into something. Yeah. And I was like, that was a waste of money because now I can't freaking return it.
Yeah.
I was like,
Wrong.
And it was like $300.
Yeah.
And
I
was just like,
and
the alteration. Right.
Else.
And then I was like, absolutely not. And then I was like, we're going to go back and let's
oh.
look at like Adrianna Papel and like
yeah.
dresses like that that I knew because Gianna at the time was only like maybe like a 16. So I was like, we're going to figure something out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it just, like, really, like, blew my mind that, like, she, where I, as the mom, was like, no, you can wear anything.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And she felt like she had to pick something because she didn't want nothing.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And the dress was,
bleh.
Oh, God. Yeah, because you have to get something to just fit you.
She hated it, too.
Oh,
like, when we get
God.
I was like, where is this?
Oh.
What's happening?
Why'd you wait till you got home?
Well, we didn't when we got in the car because what am I going to do? She's like practically in tears in the store.
Oh,
she knows this is
oh,
the only thing.
No.
Like at this point, I'm literally buying it just to like appease her
yeah.
because I don't want her to walk out feeling like there was no good way to leave that store.
I know.
It's not that she and Gianna's not a crier, so she wasn't crying in the store, but I could see it in her face that she was like, I can't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, you know, we went there with the idea of like, oh, we went there with the idea of like, you know, they'll have
yeah.
more of a selection
yeah.
and they just didn't. And when I tell you hundreds and hundreds of dresses and two, we found two that she was able to try on. And they were both the ugliest dresses
yeah,
I've ever seen.
Yeah,
because
you
my
start
life.
In your head making it that I have to pick something that just will get that I can get on.
Yeah.
No matter what it looks like.
Yeah.
No matter the proportions.
I was like this fits, is like the worst dress. I was like, this isn't you at all. And what she wore, she had two dresses. Well, that one, which I don't, it might even, I don't even know. I think we put it in the back somewhere. It's like floating around here. What she wore was much more her than what this was. This to me just looked like an old, like matronly. Well,
of course.
It just wasn't, it was fine. Like it had a lace top. It had like a illusion neckline. It had like no sleeves or whatever. But I was just like, and it had like a tulle. It was black.
Mm-hmm. How were the salespeople? Did they feel like upset that they were? No, they didn't even help.
It was like a shop yourself. Oh, nobody even walked over to us. It was like a it's like a rodeo in there.
Count your days, other store.
You know. I don't think so. It's that's like a little terrible. Gold mine.
Well, I'm sad Gianna had that experience.
Yeah.
Because no one deserves that. Still,
well, that's the whole thing. And that's what these girls, they are going to the store thinking that I'm going to find something.
Yeah.
And then they get 1-2. And it's just, and I don't, it's hard because, like, we're trying to, like, get the word out. It's like, how do you educate people and be like, come here, like, we'll help you. Like, let us, you know, like, help you find or make you feel like you should feel beautiful and confident. At least give you a safe
space. Right. At the very least.
At the very least, have a stylist that, you know, knows your body and all that good stuff.
Who's going to be like, you know what, you have the best curves. Like, let's pick a dress that's going to flaunt them and not feel like we have to hide them, you know? Make you feel confident. And that's like, I feel like every customer that comes in here, our ultimate goal, and this is what I tell all stylists when we're training, is that the ultimate goal is to have them leave 10 times more confident than when they walked in.
Right.
I don't care what happens throughout the appointment, but as long as they walk out of here feeling like, wow, that person made me feel like a million bucks, like I am the hottest person alive, that's the goal.
Yeah.
It's for everyone, prom, moms, all of them.
Proms and moms.
That exhale when, like, they have a dress zip on them, even. Like,
or when sometimes
like,
they're
out. I've never, like, had a dress like that already.
Every time.
Them, like,
every
but then, you know what's really funny? Do you get the moms in here, they're like, oh, God, that's too big. And they're like, okay, I have to clip it.
They don't want to see it.
You can't just come in here, by the way, and like shop. Like, you need to be paired with a stylist.
Yes.
You need to try on dresses. You need to get clipped. All the, like, anything that you have to try on that's a sample, like, you need to let it, like, just, like, go its course.
That's why when they hang out in the like, dressing room.
Let us do our thing.
I'm like, see, we'll present her to
you. I know, like, just wait.
Because you're going to hate it. You know, it's something that fitted to you.
Yeah. Right, like, and that's another thing. Like, sit down.
Relax. We got this.
We know what we're
the
doing.
Banging.
The banging. Sit down.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Don't block the walkway. For God's sake.
I know. Yes.
Yeah, no. You can't block the walkway where all the brides and the girls and the moms are all walking.
It's just chaos.
Like out. It's like chaos in the dressing room.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, like. It's so funny. Well, just sit down and enjoy the show.
Yes. Can we
just make signs and put them everywhere?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, they don't. They don't read the signs.
No, they don't.
I know that would be a waste of our time. Yeah.
Don't waste your vinyl.
This is kind of leading me into Elle. Didn't you have a couple tips on how to stay positive throughout your appointment?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I do have a couple.
Let's hear them.
Yes. So the first is, I would say, to only bring your best cheerleaders, and I know that that is tricky because I have. Sorry to break it to you, Mom. There was a fake appointment that was done with you.
Oh, she doesn't know?
No, she doesn't know.
Now she does.
We love you, Mom. We were great. We did one with just GP and his husband because I just knew that you know your family members or your loved ones that have to be guided gently. So
we did
that. But I know like some brides are like, absolutely not. Like, I have to bring these people. Mm-hmm. I feel like the best thing to do is have a talk, be very transparent. Like, if you know Mom is in her head, has the preconceived notion, because, you know, she has body issues too. So she feels like you have to wear sleeves or you have to wear an A-line or something. If you feel like that's not the direction, the first step is to be very clear. Like, hey, I'm making a dress appointment and I really, really want to go strapless. I really, like, this is what I see myself in.
Yeah.
Just to take that initial
like, shock out.
like I that, get it. That's what you're going to see me in.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that you have whatever, you know, just address it. And then be like, I, you know, just let them know that you really need positivity that day. So if that doesn't work, that's, you make, I myself made a fake appointment just for peace of mind, meaning we did our first appointment here before I worked here, and that's what pushed me to come back. And I did my, I got like 5 favorites, I think, mm-hmm. and then we put them in the system, and then we came back with mom. Right. Mm-hmm. That's where if she wanted to see something that I was like, absolutely not happening, we'll throw a wild card in for mom. Like, oh, get a sleeve dress, get a whatever. Right.
Did she do that?
We did. She didn't do the sleeve. She was open, but I could read her face and what she was not loving. Yeah. And the fact that I already knew what my favorite was, mm-hmm. and she saw me react, like, with tears and happiness, mm-hmm. it kind of allowed her to be like, that is the one, okay?
Aw, okay.
So, and...
Were you nervous? Awesome.
I was going to say, were you nervous that she wasn't going to like your...
Yes, we were all, like, I was looking at JP, like, my brother, and we were all like... But then, when I got it back on, all of those good moments happened, and she... Yeah. Like, till this day, talks about that first dress. Aww. Was so mad that I changed out of it for the reception. But she loved both. But
both were beautiful. Aww. Yeah, I think you did.
I have chills, actually. Yeah. So a lot of girls don't realize that you can... That means it's authentic.
It's real.
It's real chills.
Through her layers.
Continue. Sorry.
So a lot of girls don't realize that fake appointments do exist, and you can do it. So if you're like, I can't say yes without my mom being here, but... She's going to make it very overwhelming for me, and I'm not going to enjoy my time. Yeah. Come without her.
Yes.
And then you can still, like, even if you're getting close to the wedding date, you can still buy it, you can still do everything, and then still have that experience with mom, be like, do exactly what Elle did. Make it known, this is your dress, and then they're never going to second guess it. Exactly. They're going to be like, at the end of the day, they want to see their daughter happy.
Of course.
So they see you like, oh my God, this is the one, crying, all of it. Especially if you have the other family members here who were there the first time pushing it, then definitely.
Yeah.
So it's definitely keep that in mind.
And don't be afraid to, like, tell any of us. We always, like, take our brides, and when we have, like, a heart-to-heart with them, be like, listen, if you ever need, like, a signal.
Hold on, guys. We have to restart it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, did it just stop?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah. I didn't hear it either.
Oh, God.
It just turned black.
Oh, it turned black?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is it on now?
Is the red dot on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It probably just this... Oh, God.
As long as the red dot is there.
Yeah. It's like red dot's on. This little thing's blinking.
Okay. Perfect.
We're back in.
Yeah. All right. Awesome.
I guess I'll be backtracking.
Continue your thought there.
who was saying... oh, we take our brides and we have that conversation. Like, if you ever... I don't know. You can make up a signal. Make up a word. If you need to be pulled
safe
out.
Word.
Yeah, grapefruit. Like, grapefruit.
Safe
you
word.
Know, I smell grapefruit. Like, what is that smell?
Could you imagine? We should do that. Yes. We should have it in the dressing rooms.
Yes.
What's well, now, moms, shut your ears. Put your earmuffs on. We'll have it in the dressing room on the mirror and be like, do you need, if you need a safe word, just be like, does
you
I smell?
Do you need help?
Does it smell? Just be like, does anyone smell grapefruit? And then the bride will know. And then the stylist will know. Like, okay.
So I think we need to take a breather. Let me come get you some water. Yes. Come with me.
We're going to take a little break.
Wow. Yes. It's like when you go to a bar and they're like, do you feel threatened?
Yes.
Put the water. Cover over the napkin on top.
Yes.
I'm in love with this idea.
Yeah.
Is it get hectic?
We'll write it on the mirrors.
That's cute. That's adorable.
Do you need a break from your family? Tell your stylist that you think you smell grapefruit.
Sounds crazy.
Wait, that's adorable, actually.
Very necessary.
But it's true. Yes. Almost every single appointment I have, there comes a point where I'm like, wow, I feel like I need a break from the family.
Yeah.
It's true. It even we've where the moms are
like, they'll look at the girl in the dress and they're like,
they're not giving.
Maybe you should get a boob job. Or maybe you should, like...
Maybe your ass is the size of a shelf.
Right.
It's always a comment. And it happens more times than not. And then when I do get a family that's, like, incredible, I'm like, I love you guys.
Yes.
Like, everyone needs to take note of how you guys are reacting. Like, where they just hype them up in everything.
So
even if the bride comes out and she's self-conscious, she's like, oh, I don't want to show them. And they're like... I've had women clapping, showing off.
That's
like,
so great. I love families like that.
That is what you need to bring. And that's going to help you keep your confidence and, you know.
Absolutely.
It's a big day. So, honestly, having those people sit there, if they're going to drag it down. Because we've seen families come in here where I'm just like, what's happening?
Yes.
Like, could they be, it's like they're going to a funeral and not, well, yes. Maybe they feel like they are. I don't know. But I guess it depends on who you marry.
And that's nothing to do with your dress. Don't bring it here.
Yeah, it really yeah. doesn't. At the end of the day, the dress means more, so it's exactly. fine.
Yeah.
Pictures, you know? So that's definitely one of the things. Or even if you pull a dress or we pull a dress that, you know, you hate on yourself mm-hmm. off the hanger, and you're like, I don't even want to go out. We do not have to.
Yeah,
you don't
have to show. Oh, I even ask my bride. Oh, yeah. If I can see that they're not looking comfortable, I'm like, do you even want to go out there in this? Because you don't have to.
We just move to the next one. And on top of that, anyway, if you really hate it, move to the next one anyway. You're just wasting time at that point.
Exactly.
It's a literal
you know
waste
what,
of time.
You know, yes. It always happens, though, when the family pulls a dress for them.
Oh, where's always.
Where's that one?
Where happens that what? One? I thought you were going to try that one on.
Oh. Yeah. Yep. That's when it always happens.
Yes.
Yep. And then I'm like, do you want to go out in that? And she's like, I kind of have to because they pulled it. I'm like, no, you don't.
You really don't.
No.
It's your time. Yeah.
This is your dress appointment.
Yeah.
You're running the ship here. Yeah. No
one
else.
We've had girls in the past, and I don't know if it's happened at this store. I know it's happened at the other store where girls have bought dresses based on what their family liked. Mm-hmm. And midway through their wedding planning have decided, I hate that dress.
Yeah.
And I only bought it because my family liked it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't go with the one that I want, and had came back and bought a second because they were like, I don't even know what to do with this situation. Oh, and that's not right either, because now you're putting, nobody wants to walk down on, you shouldn't be walking down the aisle in a dress that your family picked and not you. Like, you need to love it. Yes. You don't have to have bridal tears. You don't have to have cry. Yeah, it doesn't need to be that. I didn't cry either.
I didn't cry for any of my three.
I didn't cry for one. My two.
My three dresses.
It's, and like, that goes into also, Don't buy a dress with like these thoughts in your head that this will look great once I lose the stomach weight.
That is the most important tip ever. No, thank you for bringing that up.
That day, you look great in.
That day, because you can't rely on losing weight, and you're not gonna. Why are you gonna put pressure on you? Don't put pressure on yourself because it's already a very stressful time. And then what happens when bodies change? You know, like
100%.
What worked for me in the past to lose weight.
You don't know where you're going to lose weight either.
Yeah, you don't know where you're going to lose weight. What's worked in the past isn't necessarily going to work anymore, because guess what? We're not teenagers anymore.
Yeah.
So, don't rely on that, because you should feel very happy and confident as you are.
Yeah.
And, you know, your fiance loves you exactly how you are. So
that's why he's with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Or she.
Yeah.
You're doing life with you.
Yeah. So keep that in mind. And, you know, you're going to walk out of here feeling confident. So we're going to make sure of that. But absolutely. Any other tips?
Also, it's important to, if you want people to respect your rules of body positivity, to keep in mind them. So, like, for your bridesmaids or people, like, maybe not requiring them to be in the same type of silhouette or something.
Yeah, like, know your bridal party's bot, like, you know.
Yeah. So, I am having my girls do all the same dress, different colors, but I picked a style. And I actually had everyone try the dress on first before saying, okay, this is what we're getting.
Because I don't want anyone
because I was like,
know already.
We actually set up a whole party and we were like, all right, listen, we have these sample dresses. Everyone's going to try on the size that they ordered. And it was, we did it through Revelry.
Yes. That's
and
what
it
I
was
used
just,
to.
It was so cheap. It was so, it was like, this is not sponsored
that's
by
a
them.
Legit
but
plug. We both use
don't
them.
Sponsor them. There's small stores around the world going like this.
But
I'm not a fan of online purchasing for bridesmaids or anything like that.
I don't know.
So I do not support it.
For me, it was just easier.
Yeah.
I have
I know
girls
it is easier.
All over the place.
That's why.
So we couldn't go to a store. I would have definitely gone to a store with everyone, but it was just easy for me to go online and be like, I know the quality of dresses. So, like, I was pretty set on, I would see the dress in person and then be able to decide if it was worth it or not. So since it was a convenience factor for everyone, we did a little try on where you, I think you paid like $5 to have the dress come in. We did a little party. They set everything up like champagne and like
that.
Cake and stuff. Adorable. I wasn't even expecting it, but It was a fun time for the bridesmaids, a little bonding experience. Obviously, everyone couldn't be there, but they were there via FaceTime. But then you're able to see, like, is everyone comfortable? Like, try it on. Tell me if you have any reservations. Let's get it out now. And then, you know, I actually had a whole, like, PowerPoint slideshow where we talked about...
Managerial everywhere. You can't help it.
Oh, God.
She's managerial everywhere.
So
you're like a Lifetime movie.
Am I?
Yes.
But like a Hallmark movie. Like a Hallmark movie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's I really do appreciate that compliment.
Like one of those like psycho Christmas people. She took it like that. So she's like, I'm going to take it as that. As such. All
right, good. I stood in front of the class.
Take it as you will.
She came in with her bride briefcase.
You're like when the girl starts planning in the Hallmark movie and then everything goes like...
Listen, knock on wood. This is not wood.
It doesn't go bad. It's just that...
It doesn't go as she expected.
Yes.
No, it's just that life... And then happens. It changes her perspective of
life. Nothing's changing my perspective.
How dare you say what's going
to happen? I know.
How dare you?
That's me.
She's got her butt. Where's your binder?
Right here.
No.
I have a note. I have like 10 notebooks.
Your bridal binder.
Oh, at home.
Yes.
This is why I was the perfect person to make this timeline.
Yes.
The wedding timeline.
Type A bride. So.
Yes. Well, so I stood in front of the class.
Well, there were certain things, remember? I was like, take that out.
Oh, yeah. I was
like, stop that.
No, we actually got into an argument.
We did.
Wait, drama alert.
Go ahead. Tell them.
I'll tell them.
Go ahead.
So.
Let's see what Elle, we know what Elle thinks.
Corinne decided that... She was reading through the magazine, reading through my checklist, and she goes, hold on. A month before the wedding, why do you have pack for the honeymoon?
A month before the honeymoon, she's packing.
Well, okay.
In luggage.
I can't.
Here's my thing. You're at least planning your outfits. Me. I'm planning my outfits months in advance. I'm probably planning my honeymoon outfits as we speak right now. I'm not kidding.
We don't think you're kidding.
Okay.
It's not.
The silence is believing you 100%.
So, I know what I'm going to be wearing.
She, like, has a PowerPoint of fun.
It was like a full-on back and forth for a good half hour, where I was like, this is the most ridiculous.
Can I explain myself?
Go on.
Okay. So, you're a month before the wedding. You have other things going on, right? Okay. So, but you're leaving for your honeymoon probably right after. So, aren't you going to pull out all the things as you're thinking of them, making a checklist, pulling out the things, at least keeping them on, like, I have a garment rack separate, like, in my bathroom for specific things, like, special occasion stuff. Wouldn't you be pulling stuff out?
She's like a PA on her own.
I can't wait till she has kids.
I'm just seeing a montage of myself, like, throwing bathing suits into the carry-on in the morning of.
Out of respect for you, there are a lot of people that are planners like you are.
Could be diplomatic. You know, that is good. There's other cycles out there.
There are. I just think...
I envy it. I want to be like that.
My biggest argument, because the whole thing was, okay, I was like, ahead. You're going to pack and put in luggage. She was like, yeah. And I was like, why would you want to put all the stuff in luggage? Like, it's going to smell like your suitcase. I don't even... When I go on vacation...
You do Ziploc bags. You put things in, like...
Do you know what that's going to... We're going to get into this again. Do you know what that's going to smell like?
Fine, I won't. And now I transitioned.
People in St. Lucia are going to be like, back up. You smell like a dirty suitcase.
Ziploc couple. Like tubes and
I'm just telling you for your own.
Okay, so now I redirected.
She did.
Based on that feedback. Okay. Now we're gonna take everything out and put it on a garment rack. So I'm still packing. I'm prepping for my honeymoon.
We're just not putting it in the suitcase anymore.
It's on a rolly.
Yes.
I still think it's excessive, but I do feel like you do you.
I will.
That's cool. It's cool. I'm alright with it.
Listen, I like to be prepared.
No, she's a planner.
I don't want to get to my honeymoon and be like,
"Do you plan? Do you should do have this for Justin too? Like, are you like have your swim trunks? Like,
oh,
what are you doing?
Yes, I didn't think of that.
I'll make checklists for him too, and I'll be like, "Don't forget to bring that." And I'll actually be like,
"Is Justin a planner?
We're gonna wear flamingos." Is Justin a planner?
Cecil, she's got a...
Okay.
I think so that's no. a perfect
that's
a, couple.
That's a hard no.
Yeah, that's you, the perfect you can't couple. Too. One of us is type A, and he's actually said this when we first started dating too. One of us is type A, one of us is type B.
We need to get Justin on.
And yes, please, actually. He'd be hysterical. No, he would say nothing. No, no, he's actually very chatty.
I love it.
So,
I've met him. He's like, hey. Yeah.
No, we would probably just bicker the whole time because we have, like, I'll be like, we have to plan all of this.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, no, we don't. Like, he'll just throw his stuff on the side of the
That's
bedroom.
Amazing. Didn't you ever see the TikTok with the guy when she's like, you're done packing? And he's like, yeah, I got my jeans. She goes, what if it gets hot? I'll roll them up. And he goes, well, what if you get cold? He goes, well, I got my flannel. And then she's like, what shoes are you going to bring? Yeah. And he's like, well, I'm wearing my sneakers.
I'll pick outfits based on what I'm wearing for Justin. Like, I'll go in his closet and be like, that white button-down is really going to go very well with this outfit that I have planned.
Is his stuff on the garment rack?
Yes.
Nice.
It is.
Okay. So it better be a big garment.
It is. Rolling.
It's ready.
Yeah.
It's I have like a big bathroom, so I'm able to like tuck it in there and keep like all of his army uniforms are like lined up. Yeah. My like special occasion dresses are over there, like in their garment bags, stuff like that. Yeah. And then I have another garment rack in my laundry room.
Yeah, she's fancy.
But I don't even have that in my bathroom.
I can't wait to have a bigger house because just you wait.
We don't. We can't wait.
So yes, if you want to type a event planning,
you should have been an event planner, maybe.
Nah.
I don't want those problems.
I'm more. Nah. I don't know. I like. I like fashion. I went to school for fashion.
Yeah.
I mean,
You know, Kim Kardashian was like an organizer.
She was, right?
Now she's like a billionaire.
Yeah.
Just a missed opportunity, I feel like.
Yeah. Is it? Maybe I should. Yeah. Is that how she got famous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like nothing Paris else. Nothing, like, else. Nothing else.
Right. Right? Yeah. Maybe you should need to get, maybe we can have Kim K come on our show.
Yeah, all right.
I think she would
teach
like it.
Teach me your ways.
Teach me your ways.
So,
back to the timeline.
Well, no, I actually was going to go elsewhere with this. Okay. So I have a question for both of you. Do you expect a engagement anniversary gift every year before you're married?
Wait, before? Yeah.
Like every year that passes.
Wait,
do you want
what?
A gift? Do
wait,
you want to celebrate it? Thing.
Wait,
every year?
Before I'm married? Or?
Before you're married. Like, hey, this is a year that we've been engaged. Let's, like, celebrate it.
So well, just me and Paul were engaged for, like,
I know, that's why I'm asking 47
years,
you.
Yeah, so you didn't, I don't know.
No. Then
I don't
you
even
didn't
remember
celebrate
the
it?
Date that we got engaged.
You didn't celebrate really? It? You weren't like,
no.
Hey, it's a year. Like, let's go out to dinner. Let's do a nice dinner.
I don't even remember the date he proposed to me.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, hold on.
Do you want to open
just grab that phone?
You can leave that running.
Yeah, it's okay.
We usually have a little paper.
Oh, she's looking like that.
I mean, well, we're podcasting, but
yeah.
Is there anything that you were looking for?
I'm sorry?
Is there anything that you were looking for?
I just wanted to look around.
Okay. Are you for a wedding dress?
Yes.
Okay. They are by appointment only.
Okay.
We
can make an appointment.
We can make an appointment
for you. Just because we...
call you guys.
No, it's fine. Come in. Yeah, absolutely.
You're here. You might as well.
Yeah, if you're here.
All right, Danielle, we're going to cut out the last portion before we started talking about the engagement gifts because we got distracted and it was like an hour ago. So we're just going to do that in a different podcast. Okay.
Yeah.
So starting off here.
Yeah. So in conclusion.
The end.
No, just kidding.
All right. So I think that wraps up this episode.
I think so.
We talked about a lot. Definitely check out our magazine.
I really like the magazine.
Click the link.
Sorry, I'm obsessed with it.
Cover girl.
Click the link. Go get one digital version, or
that
we could ship one
to
you.
I'm the cover of a magazine. Just saying.
That's what you should have said. Instead of
lady, I just got off the phone with.
Oh my god! No one knows about that.
Nobody does, and nobody will.
All right.
Wrap it up, lady.
Well, we will see you again in the next episode.
Yes, of Brides, Booze, and Boobs.
Bye.
Get the hell out of here.
Bye.
Use it last.